Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Tyler Grant, the director of the Forum Internship Leadership Development Program here at Fraser. This past summer, Fraser has hosted 7 interns who have worked across various ministries of our church, and we wanted to give you the chance to hear from each one of them this week. Today, you'll hear from Ben Shawa, who has been interning with our missions ministry. So, Ben, what's been your biggest takeaway for this summer?
I think the biggest takeaway is that even the little things that you do build up to a big impact. Everyone has a small job that he or she can do, whether it can be an hour or whether it can be only 5 minutes. But whatever you do, it all builds up into one big, extravagant, not even just an event that we hold, but something that shows our faithfulness and a blessing that God has shown to us through our community and through our faithfulness in the Lord.
What scripture passage has been speaking to you recently?
The verse that's been really on my heart is from John 8:31-32, where it says, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, 'If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.'" From that, we really see that the truth will make us free, and that we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, which is John 14:6. So one of the biggest impacts that has had on me is remembering that the truth will make you free. And that is something that I want to bring to others to show them the truth, and the truth will make others free as well. When you're able to go out and talk to other people about the word and how much that the word is just so transformative, you don't want to even keep it to yourself. You want to talk to other people about it and see how the Lord works, because it's not you doing all the work. You're just the one that's planting the seed. But it is the Lord who will grow that seed in that person and be able to truly transform them, but through the renewing of their mind, to bring them back into this family and to continue to call them a child of the Lord.
What encouragement do you have for the Fraser family?
Continue being a family. I mean, one of the biggest things when I got here was I was wondering how much of a family Fraser was, and this was over a year ago. And just spending time last year as an intern at Christ Community, now spending time here as an intern here at Fraser, I've been able to really see how much of a family and how much of a bond these people have with each other, as you as a family have with each other. And all I can do is encourage you to continue what you do, to be faithful to the Lord, and to continue being an amazing family in the eyes of those who see you.